USA Radio News.
The Fed could lift rates by 0.75%, according to analysts at TD Macro. That decision will be announced on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. In March, it hiked rates 0.25% along with a 0.5% move in May. If the Fed decides on a 0.75-point boost, it would be the first rate hike of that size since 1994. An inquiry of all 50 Democratic senators by the Daily Caller found only five immediately committed to endorsing President Joe Biden if he runs for re-election in 2024. The five who gave the outlet a definitive yes were Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Jack Reed of Rhode Island, and Chris Coons of Delaware. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
President Joe Biden spent Tuesday trying to push how well the American economy is doing.
President Biden is on the road selling the economy to a friendly crowd at the 29th AFL-CIO Quadrennial Constitutional Convention inside the Philadelphia Convention Center.
We need an economy built from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. But I also know too often we've had an economy where the wealthy do better and better while the middle class gets left behind. So we went to work to change that and started with the American Rescue Plan. We'll all help 41 million people put food on their table. Remember, they're in trouble putting food on their table.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
U.S. Representative Tom Rice of South Carolina has been ousted from Congress in his Republican primary after voting to impeach President Donald Trump over the January 6th insurrection. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Russia is getting oil from the East. Reporter Victor Paul explains.
India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow, despite strong pressure from the U.S. not to increase their purchases as the European Union and other allies cut off energy imports from Russia in line with sanctions over its war against Ukraine. Such sales are boosting Russian export revenues at a time when Washington and allies are trying to limit financial flows supporting Moscow's war efforts.
That's Victor Paul reporting. Michigan's embattled GOP gubernatorial field is down to five, with a previously ousted candidate filing write-in status. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig filed those documents on Tuesday after the Board of State Canvassers denied him a spot on the ballot due to invalid and insufficient signatures. Craig and his campaign also filed a complaint in Kent County Circuit Court against a company and circulators hired to gather the signatures. Searchers found the body of a 10-year-old boy after being swept away in a Milwaukee drainage ditch following severe thunderstorms. WITI-TV reports officials found the boy's body on Tuesday during a search of the city's drainage tunnels. As of early Wednesday morning, the bodies of two men who were swept away while trying to rescue him have not been found. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.